No, it's just sort of serving as a wet blanket right now. Any potential momentum there could be on the futures market side of things just seems to sort of be, smothered by this wet blanket that is Prop 12. There's a lot of uncertainty about what exactly is going to happen on January 1st. Will there be enough pork, available to, be shipped to California, which is a large market here in the United States? Iowa Farm Bureau is actually taking a group of members to California in March to learn about Prop 12, and so applications are still open for that, and we still have a few spots. So if you're an Iowa Farm Bureau member, we would, and in the pork industry, we'd love for you to apply. But we just want to get out there and learn, like, what does this implementation look like? Like, what exactly is it going to mean for the whole supply chain? There's just lots of questions there that have yet to be answered. And you see that showing up in uncertainty that is being priced into those next couple nearby contracts on the lean hog futures and for CME. You see soft prices in the December contract here. You see soft prices in the February contract, right around that time period when Prop 12 is going to, go fully into effect. And then prices strengthen after that. There's multiple reasons for that. There's some seasonality involved there, as grilling season comes on. But at the same time, I think everyone just kind of recognizes that Prop 12 is smothering any potential momentum that there is in those markets.